Good afternoon. Today is April 15th. The time is 3:53 p.m. And this is our fourth and final Shack meeting for the year. Thank you all for coming. I did pass around a sign-in sheet, so make sure that you signed or initialed. Today on our agenda, the first thing I have under nutrition is a food service update. Deanne couldn't be here today, but she gave me her sheets of cost for the year. And this is pretty interesting. She provided documentation on food service costs from November to April. The food costs are $47,579.30. That's to feed our kids for breakfast and lunch. So $47,579.30. And then just remember, we do get money from the state, but that doesn't cover the whole cost. But we still are providing free breakfast and free lunch for all students that want it. So
does she give you like the participation, like how many students are getting meal trays?
She gave us that last, I didn't get it up to date, but she gave us that last time. Last time she gave me how many are taking breakfast, how many are taking lunch. Lunch is dramatically less, especially on the secondary side, because we have open campus. Mm-hmm. It's still, numbers are pretty good on elementary. So that was her food update. And then I just asked her if at the end of the year, she really would give us an August to May cost and how much did we get subsidized and how much do we owe. And so I'll be interested to share that. Okay, the second thing on the agenda is a counseling report by Jess Riddle.
Awesome. Just kind of an overview. We'll kind of talk about some end of year data. I'm still working on it, but I've got a good chunk of it done. And then some mental health. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and so I tried to reach out to some community resources to come out, and then kind of some like dual credit / connections we're partnering with.
Thank you.
So first thing is, at the beginning of the year, I surveyed every single student at Bronx ISD. And I gave them just like, how do you handle yourself when you encounter a problem? When you're mad or upset, are you able to calm yourself down or do you need an adult's help? And they're kind of ranking themselves of where they fall on that. And so then I was kind of able to write myself some goals just to work towards. And so with some of those goals, I could, going into Miss Gabby's room every Thursday, I hit every single elementary kiddo. We do lessons and things like that. We kind of look at those survey results, and I'm able to pull small groups and meet with them 5 to 6 times during their lunch. It's fast and furious, and they're like eating and we're talking, and it's kind of a mess, but I think it works. And so using those interventions, I like to see where we've gotten with those lessons. I was able to do 5th, 6th, 4th and 3rd grade last Friday, and then I worked over the weekend. And the biggest growth in the 4 areas I measured, so those 4 areas were, growth mindset, emotional regulation.
Oh my God, I don't see! It's not big! Mommy,
do it!
It's
okay. Can you hold on a second?
It looks big!
Okay, Miss Robbins is going to help you.
She's giving up.
Sorry.
You're not bothering me.
Okay, growth mindset, emotional regulation, empathy.
That was the other one.
Growth mindset, empathy, regulation. Oh my gosh, why am I dropping on the 4th one?
What, there was something about like
self-regulation. Oh yeah.
But I don't know what you called it.
Yeah, I'm dropping that last one.
Maybe the growth mindset.
Oh, no.
Maybe. Because we're on growth mindset right now, okay. And that's why I'm like,
that's where I'm
focused.
Okay, that's what I was
thinking. Thank you. Yeah, anyway, but with the older kiddos, because I'm still working on the littles. I had some great growth in the growth mindset aspect of, okay, I encounter a problem. Here's some strategies that I know how to use. Let's move forward with that. And we kind of timed that with the STAR happening and kind of giving them some things. STAR's not end all be all, but, you know, give them some strategies when they encounter those big tests and things like that. So I'm excited to really kind of wrap all that up. And then I will use that data to apply for a CREST application. There's no money tied to it. It's just kind of a recognition, but it kind of tells our story here at Bront of where the counseling program started and where it is going. And we can apply every year. But it just kind of holds me accountable and it kind of creates a good framework for me to follow. I'm really excited. May 6th, we have our first like Mental Health Awareness Day, and I'm really going to focus on the big kids because I sometimes feel like they get left out. So Shannon River Crest is going to come out during their lunchtime. I have been awarded a grant, and so we are going to do like some bracelets, and they can come hang out with me, eat their lunch, but then Shannon River Crest will be there to answer any questions they may have. They'll have like pamphlets, they can ask questions. And so when I called, they're like, no, this is our jam. We will be there. And that's so awesome. It's just kind of opens that door. It creates a familiar face so that, you know, if they do ever need that resource, it's not scary. And they've seen that.
We place. Did have one student that had to go to River Crest mm-hmm. this year. And so I think the timing of this is perfect. Is really because perfect. Among the kids, sometimes there's still conversation about River Crest. And it this almost feels yeah. like a really bad place. Like a bad world. Real scary. And so for them to come out and them to put a face with some professionals, I think is perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's a generational thing. Yeah. That too. Therapy is yucky. Yeah.
Yeah. Feelings are scary. Yeah. yeah. So that's kind of my whole goal. I would like to even reach out to Oceans because I know in Abilene, I know some of our kiddos go out there. But it's something that's just small steps. And then once we get those connections, having them come out more often and interacting with the kiddos. Just some like recent kind of academic counseling things. We have been partnering with ASU for dual credit, which is exciting. But I wanted to not limit our kids because there's more. ASU is great. I mean, I graduated from ASU, both undergrad and master's. But there's more out there than just ASU. So I'm partnering with West Texas A&M, working on an MOU for them. West Texas College reached back out to me, and then as well as Howard. And not only are they going to help our dual credit kids, but they're also going to help students who are going through our CTE program. So like our teaching, our welding, and that's just going to help us, I think, open more doors for them post Bront ISD.
Our goal is to increase the credits that are transferring to schools for them to be applied as what they took them for and not an elective. Mm-hmm. For example, we've got a student that wants to go to West Texas A&M and they've taken like English 1301 here at ASU, but it won't transfer as English there. Mm-hmm. It'll just be an elective.
Oh,
I know.
So silly.
It's frustrating.
And it's frustrating. And so that's what Jess has been working on then when she says she's trying to find other schools. We might look at Tarleton. We might look at the places where we have the most kids go with the hopes that then whatever they really take really transfers with what they want it to be.
Is there anyone that has the information on what will transfer in the most campuses?
Yeah, you have to reach out continually and ask them. Like what you could take and it would go to Tech 3 years ago may not be the same now. And it depends on the major. If you are majoring in engineering, you can forget it. Whatever math or whatever you're taking, they're going to want you to take it there.
Yeah.
The same thing with A&M.
The core classes.
Whoever is doing their accreditation.
Right.
The government.
And I could even take some of the words out of the ASU representative's mouth. She's like, I can tell you what will transfer to ASU.
Today.
Yeah. I cannot tell you what will transfer from us to somewhere else. Right. And it's like,
that's frustrating.
There's no clarity. Mm-hmm. But I still think like there's more options out there besides ASU. And again, they've been wonderful and we're going to continue that partnership. But I just want to open some more doors.
Absolutely.
So,
and there's a big push right now that's going to keep getting bigger with College Bridge going away for us, for most. They really want all the kids to have 3 dual credit classes. And as we well know, there's a whole lot of our high school kids that aren't ready to start taking classes their junior year. But if you want to get in 3, you've got to take them your junior year and senior year. And so we need that to get our CCMR points. So now we're to this thing of, well, we're really trying to get kids in pathways to get 3 dual credit that might even, I guess, count for like programs of study
like whether it be welding or whether it be something like that. So it's not your traditional going to college type of dual credit as much as even dual credit that goes to a trade. Hence the reason why we're trying to partner with Howard College, because they're very trade-based.
Yes. And so, I know that, I don't know if it would be possible to do summer courses.
That it is possible. It is.
There's just not as much as a selective.
Sure. So that's what we've been working on a lot.
We'll get there.
That's a lot. And I'm sure one day it'll be this way, and then the next time it'll be
this
way.
That's what happens continually with us.
That's so frustrating.
Yes. Okay, that's all I've got. But if y'all have any questions, holler.
That's great. This. You're doing awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
She is. She's a worker, y'all. She is working. And then, of course, we've been busy. This is our busy time.
Yes.
Naming Val and Sal and scholarships and all the things.
Yes.
So if you didn't know, our valedictorian will be Lawson Sanchez, and our salutatorian is Maddie Schoenfeld.
That's awesome.
So we're really proud of them.
Absolutely.
And both girls are accepted already to their college and well underway. So.
Is Lawson Carleton?
No, she's going to UT.
She doesn't like that.
I know. I said the same thing. No.
We're excited for her.
And then Maddie is going to ASU.
That's awesome.
Okay. Next up, safety and security. This time we're going to talk about playground. And so Jennifer is going to give us the playground update.
Well, I've been hearing all about it.
We had a meeting with Hunter Nepshield, which is the vendor that we have gotten quotes from. Girl, what am I doing wrong here? Okay, y'all, it's been a long day.
Yeah,
we feel ya.
What am I doing wrong to cast my...
Oh, I always connect it with the cord.
I don't have it plugged in.
I'll put up the cord to you.
I plugged it into the power and then
I was like, I am.
We have been talking to that company. Tim and I started off, and then we kind of put it on hold back in the fall because of the drainage project. And if you drove in front of the elementary, they just started on the drainage project this week. They said they would be here 2 weeks ago. So I don't know what happened. They just are slow and just like any other construction thing. But all down the edge of the playground, all of those classrooms, there's a crack on that wall because it's sinking on that side of the school. So they have to go in and they're digging big trenches, and it's a big thing. We haven't been able to go out on the playground this week. They said go ahead and move on with playground quotes in hopes that we can do something to install this summer. So I have met with a group of teachers that volunteered to be on the playground committee. It was open to any employee. And basically we were given a $200,000 budget to not include shade, because Mr. Saller said that we would have other bond money to include the shade. And we're talking about a shade over the entire place that I'm going to show you. Blackwell has a shade over their entire playset. I think someone else near us does.
Verbest has one too.
They just got that. And we like it because right now the only shade that we had blew away in like a really bad almost tornado. Like, I don't remember when that was. 2 years ago?
Yeah.
and it was over a bench, and all the kids crowd around under that tiny shade. We don't even have that anymore. We just have whatever trees are out there. So in the heat, when it gets to be warmer, or when it's August and kids come to school, September, August, it's too hot. If it rains, we can't go out there. If it's muddy, we can't go out there. This, we would hope, would eliminate all of that, and we could use it regularly. I'll show you the pictures in a minute, but just so you can see, this is what they started with for us in October. And we met with the options that they showed. This was one of the options, and it's one of the ones that we're going with the main meat of it, but I'll show you pictures. It is expensive to install a playground because they demo what we have. They redo the covering because, like, the wood chips deteriorate. Obviously, you can see it. I don't know if you can even see it that well.
Can't see that.
Freight and everything goes into it. Their installation is a lot. They want to charge us $44,000 to install it.
Wow.
But from what they say, like, because we're like making a joke, like, what if we just install it ourselves? We have plenty of men that would probably be like handy enough to do it.
At least do the demo.
But they won't insure the product if we don't use their group. So that's how it goes. It just is what it is, I guess.
I think Blackwell's is carpeted though.
Oh wow.
So
they don't have the wood chips.
We asked about that, and they said that is way more expensive than wood mulch. And this actually says rubber mulch, and that's something y'all can even give your input, because we haven't made any complete choices yet. We're just almost to the point of, I've even been emailing with them today about some of my questions, but what they say about this rubber mulch, it's like little tire pieces, it looks like.
Isn't that what's the point?
This is more $10,000, $12,000 more expensive than wood chips.
But that's really hot.
It doesn't deteriorate. So, like, right now, with wood chips, I've been here, this is the end of my seventh year, and I think Martin and Tim re-topped that twice since I've been here, and it already looks bad. Which the equipment looks bad anyway. You can see the tarps coming out from under it and all that. But they have to do it periodically. You're really supposed to do it even more because it has to be a certain thickness underneath. We've just been getting by. And so I don't know. I hope I can talk this lady down in price because, and I'll get to that part in a minute, but they're not the only company in the world. They're just the one that was recommended by our architects, I guess. And so Tim started talking to them, and then I ended up being the main one to talk to them. What they say about this rubber mulch is it could last for 10 years, and the maintenance isn't as much. It's just more of an upfront cost. So it might be something that we go with instead of the wood chips. Just because wood chips, it will cost every few years when we decide that we need to replenish it.
Yeah. Would the shade
I know
help
at
with
the
that?
Park
and that's what I don't know, because we haven't had shade over.
Yeah.
I know at the park in Robert Lee, when they put in their new stuff, the park caretaker has been using a tiller to help, like, fluff up what is there. The wood chips.
Okay.
And, like, adding to.
Okay.
And that has helped.
Okay.
But,
yeah,
you know, that's more maintenance, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a natural product.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Versus...
I always thought the rubber was hot, too. Which, you'd be in under shade.
Yeah.
And I know they say it doesn't deteriorate, but it does.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Especially under the
sunshine.
It
doesn't get on your... I feel like it gets on their clothes and stuff.
I would be, like, worried about. But,
yeah.
That too.
Tell Carter how...
There's so much
in
those tires.
I don't know if y'all been to a park
Love
where
you,
they
bye-bye.
Have the bouncy flat... It's like,
yes.
It's way expensive.
I was going to say,
that's
kind of like the rubber flooring.
Yeah.
That's what Verabest is.
Is it?
And I was like, this is phenomenal.
Or just better than Verabest,
Or even if we just did the turf but without the little pellets.
I know.
Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, when we said turf in front of Tim because he came to our last committee meeting, he like...
Okay,
kills our dreams. He's like, if you want to spend $50,000 to $100,000 on your turf, like, no. He's like, you can't do that.
We don't have any leftover from the turf.
Pieces look like a patchwork quilt. This
was the beginning deal, but you would think, so I think it's $23,000 for the wood mulch, and I've told her that lady. So I said, I just don't know. Yeah. I don't know that we're going to go with rubber. But that was back in October. Our committee met and talked about this particular quote and then an option two. And they decided on this option because it had more play area. And like I said, I'll show you pictures. We asked if we could add a zip line to this. And we said, if we're going to do all this, let's just see. Pull the zip line, and I think we just said one more set of extra swings in addition to what this has, and to remove, like to put it and extend the area, because we thought it'd be cool. It's like, it made it like 285 or something. So that's a no, too, and that's okay.
Will you keep the existing swings that are out there, or will those go?
I'm sure everything has to go.
They're going to get rid of it, but what I'm talking to a woman in a meeting. I know I can't do that right. I'm sorry. I think we could keep it and maybe install it ourselves on a separate part. You know, like...
Just on, like, the grass area somewhere.
Put it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes
Something
sense.
About swings have to have a certain amount around. We still have to wood chip it because it has to have a place to land. We just had a kindergartner break her arm in two places last week, jumping out of the swing, and that is what wood chips are.
Aubrey?
Oh. Anyway.
didn't hear that. Oh, it's recorded.
What a sad day.
Can't hear it from there.
So here's this angle of the option they picked. The other one was much smaller and much more like little kids based. Sorry, I'm late. And
gorgeous.
So nice. There's another image that'll show how big those sides are that shows the opposite side. But
I'll do that too.
I thought it was touch screen, but maybe not on the screen. So I asked them, the committee decided they don't like a merry-go-round, and this is like one where you kneel on it, I guess, and hold on.
Oh.
When we go to some of the parks that have a merry-go-round, the kids get sick.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hanging off of it, or someone's underneath it, and they're dragging them around underneath, and it's a mess. So
they found creative ways to try to get
it out for a quad saw, which I think I have a picture of that. It's kind of like the one we have out there, but nicer and more updated. So it'd be like four seats, and it seesaws, but there's four, and it might spin too. But ours does that. It's just in really bad shape. And the other day, actually, on our quad saw, I thought it was Hayes and Baylor. Baylor was the bull rider, and Hayes was making the bull. And Baylor's going like this, and he counts to 8 seconds, and then he just hops off.
I'm not surprised.
It was not at all. So they have a good time on it already. If it would just, it'll be an updated version of it. So they removed that and replaced it. It made this a little bit more expensive, but it's only like $2,000 extra, which I thought, if it's something that we like, we still wanted options.
Yeah.
Right now, if you ever drive by or see them at recess, like, barely anyone's on the equipment unless it's like the really little ones.
They're always on the football
Even
field.
Even they're like, they have the four swings, and this is a bridge that connects it.
That's just nearly exactly like Blackwell's.
Oh, is it?
Uh-huh, that, with the, the slides and the steps and the bridge.
Miles is getting a new playground right now. I wonder who they're using.
Yeah. And we were just over there yesterday and I saw them doing that. I wondered if that was part of
the climbing area. They call these lily pads. They kind of move. You've probably seen them. You step from one to the next.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
There's a balance beam on that side and some climbing stuff. And then I have like the opposite angle. All of that's just like the same stuff, but measurements. It will take up like our existing space.
Mine were like, are we still gonna have our field for football?
Here's that view on this side of the slides.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Kids would probably love fun. To race. And they're tall. Like, it's not as short as it looks.
And I like how the slides are not enclosed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, so you can see.
Brad Cooper sent me a playset that looks like a castle, kind of, which is cute. But all of the areas, like even it's like a treehouse part, but it looks like a castle.
Yep.
It's enclosed, so you can't can't the things even happen.
Mommy, it's not big now.
There's a yellow tube on our playground, and kids lay in there, and then it's a problem. So.
Mom, it's not big now.
That's
cool.
That's
so nice.
That's very nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's nice.
It's just the back side.
They'll make pretty pictures, too.
Thank you, Mom. Yes.
And it would be maroon and white. She's pretty. Mm-hmm. Any color we want, really. But
that's cool.
That was the idea.
I love picking up.
Oh, they're going to love that.
Yep. Be good to get some energy out.
Lots of climbing stuff, which I think is good. And I know our existing rock wall, I wondered.
Huh?
If you could put that somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a good rock. It's a decent rock wall.
It's good.
It don't work. It won't work, Mom.
But do y'all have any questions about that? Or what do you think? Or...
I think that's great.
I think you guys did a great job.
It's great.
I agree completely with getting rid of the merry-go-round.
Yes, yeah. Yes. That's never been a good thing.
Yeah. The field trips where you stop it and there's one, it's like, oh, Lord. Yeah, always
getting sick.
Yes.
This was the other.
And there's 90 of them piled onto
the
it at once.
The other deal just looks so baby-ish to us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it does kind of look like the younger kid one over here at the park.
Yeah. It does. There's not a whole lot to it. And I think the little ones would probably love it. It's just right now we're dealing with, we really have a primary grade playground.
I can't see. I can't see, Mom.
What we did talk about as a committee, too, is the trikes and scooters that we have were a grant.
It's back, Mom.
They were a grant years before I came in. And they had them locked in that little gate where they knocked it out, and now we have doors that lead to the park. So when we lost that gate, well, now the kids, they play with those tracks every day, which is great.
Look, that's a tractor.
But with the use and with them being so old, they're all messed up. Like, there's only a few left at work. We talked about as a committee seeing if we could replenish the trikes elsewhere. I think Rogers Group. I've thought about asking them. I put up like a year ago. It expired and no one ever donated for it. But, what is it called?
Donors Choose?
I don't know.
The teacher's one? Is that what it's called? I think someone donated like $50 to it. And it's like $3,000
to replace, really change it.
For them to be like an industrial not just like a Walmart drive. Mm-hmm. Because they are rough on them. But our sidewalks and everything, I did tell the playground people we want to keep the sidewalks.
I was going
to
ask that.
Yeah. I like that.
I guess when Head Start was at Bront, they made that sidewalk for the purpose of the tracks and so we want to keep the sidewalks.
That's Hudson.
They love it. I mean,
that's their dad.
They kind of back over the
and that's Holly.
So
yes,
that would be the idea, is to get trikes elsewhere, and then we talked about also adding.
You ready? You ready?
I know what the booty
soccer
bars,
goals.
Yes,
it is gonna be sweet.
Y'all, they put like anything out there. It's just, and those are cheap. That would be a cheap thing. Yeah. But if we're gonna revamp that, we might as well go all.
Do they let them still do turbo?
Do what?
Do they tetherball? Tetherball.
Huh.
We could add that. I mean,
see some people.
I didn't.
We did also talk about using, because there's still a budget for the shade part. So beyond like what we're doing.
They're ready. This,
we talked about a Gaga ball pit.
Ready, yes.
Because
I thought
you can order the kit and then really people could, we could all install it.
Yeah. Save some money there.
They might be like $2,000 or something for a nice, and someone could build that themselves, but what's the deal? Square or something? Marlena and Josh built like, it was made out of PVC. And the wind ruined it. But if we had a steel structure, it would be really cool if it was like in the ground.
Sounds like a good ag project.
I was going to say, that sounds like a good ag project. That would be a great ag project.
And it'd be an easy one. Like, very straightforward.
They could even put some little bront something.
Yes,
on
they could.
And make it personalized.
All of those, the tetherball, the nine square, the gargoyle.
They could do any of that. They could do any of that. That'd be a great project.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we have an ag teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Baptist church has a Gaga ball that they could use the measurements for. Yeah, and a nine square.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure they could research it.
They have a nine square.
I don't even know how to explain it.
Yes. Gaga ball is kind of like
dodgeball, but like waist down, and you only use your hands, and you can bounce the ball off the wall.
It's not about hitting people, it's more like bouncing it.
Yeah.
And you're in the pit.
Yes.
Like you're in the wall. It's like an octagon.
Yeah. Kind of like kickball.
I wonder what that thing was.
Yes.
Yes.
They love it. And they get very competitive.
Yes, they do.
But it's good for hand-eye coordination and...
Yeah.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. The lady that emailed me today, when I told her whatever she had was above our budget, I said, when did this change from my October quote? What's different? I wanted her to explain how it got to be so much more, because it was like at 222 or something. She hasn't written me back this afternoon yet, but she asked, would you just want to do phase one and a phase two and wait till later? She's trying to get me to go for spending more money. I said, our staff is ready for it. Our community is asking, like, we're just going to go ahead and do what's within our limits. So I wonder... I don't want to threaten to be like, we're going to go with another company and go look, but it might be that we need to say, it's like buying a car. Like, I can take my business elsewhere. There are plenty of places to check.
So maybe we can check with Miles and find out who they're using. I'm sure their budget's different, but I mean, at the same time, we could see a scaled back version.
Yeah. And I know, like Ballinger... They do little chunks at a time, and all of a sudden they'll have a new piece of equipment that's like a little deal like that. But they do chunks, and I worry if we don't do what we can with what we're doing, it's just not going to be the way we need it to be, and it'll always be a work in progress. And I don't want to be a work in progress. Aww. Like, I just want it to be nice. And so.
Well, it throws everything off for you guys.
I know. It's like when
you can get on the playground. You can't get on the playground.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. That's where we are.
That's awesome.
We're not really done, but that was the structure that everybody liked.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least you have something to, you know, kind of what you want. Yeah. And now you can kind of see.
Kind of like shopping for insurance. Yes. This is what I have. Yes. Yes. What can you do for
right.
me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to back it up even more, when we had the other company, what was the ones that we fired?
Gallagher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They sent a girl, architect. Not that it matters that she was a girl. I don't even know why that came out of my mouth. They sent a girl, Claire was her name. And I don't think she dealt with playground equipment sales ever. And so she just came to the meeting and presented all this stuff. And everyone, board members, audience members, everybody was like, these are like underwhelming. Like nothing was cool about it. It wasn't like, whoa, this is great. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, where are all the slides? Where's all the, you know, that looks just like what we have. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. So that's when we went to this place. So.
Well, I think that looks great. If we could just figure out the money part. Yeah. If you can find some other people that might be able to do the same thing, maybe you can push them to something.
I know.
Yeah.
To make a better deal.
Well, yeah. And would it affect the cost if, like, the maintenance crew, I guess, did their own demolition? That way you could save those pieces that you wanted without them.
Because that shouldn't affect the warranty.
Because $44,000 for, we'd just be giving the open space, the fresh space.
Yeah, like, just do. Here is your blank slate. Yeah. Now you may.
Yes. Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we could find people that could do stuff.
Yeah.
That have equipment.
I mean, even like
tractors.
Like Cody Webb.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. I will ask about the demolition. So.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
That was great. Anybody have any new business or anything we need to check into? Okay. Well, then I call this meeting concluded. It is 4:30 p.m.